Welcome to the CFSA podcast, where we aim to educate and inform you about news and developments in the funeral supply industry through interviews with some of the biggest names in the business. I'm Tim Murphy, Executive Director and CEO of CFSA. This episode was recorded at our inaugural Follow-Up Friday digital extension event for our annual conference and trade show. We were joined by Ryan Thogmartin, founder and CEO of Disrupt Media, a funeral home marketing company specializing in social media. He is also a death care entrepreneur who has launched deathcarejobs.com, pricemyfuneral.com, and Funeral Nation TV. We had a great conversation with some great insights. Here it is now. Ryan and I are going to be kind of doing a little back and forth here to get some insight and some really interesting topics in funeral service and funeral service supply. And I'm just going to start picking his brain right now. So our first question is, with in-person interaction so drastically limited in 2020, we saw a lot more online activity, including social media, which is, of course, your specialty. First of all, what social media trends did you see in 2020? And do you think those trends will start to reverse themselves as in-person events start to come back? Or are those changes here to stay?
I absolutely think that a lot of the changes that we saw are here to stay, and I'll start with a few. The consumer has been conditioned now to go online. I don't know if you've called any customer service 800 number in the last 12 months, but you know, longer than normal wait times, understaffed, directing you to online contact forms, online chats, real-time chats, all of those things. And so from a social media perspective, in the death care space, we've taken more first calls, notices through Facebook Messenger in the last 8 months than we have over the last 10 years. With the funeral home pages that we manage, by first call, I mean a Facebook message that says, "Mom just died, what do we do?" Those are legit, real messages that we get. I think that's one of the trends of really seeing the consumer they were connecting online before with brands, but now that is the norm. That is how we're engaging. Shopping experiences in person have drastically changed to where, you know, now it's, if I can get it on the website and I already know that I like it, then I'm just going to go online and get it versus having to go into a store and wait in line to get into a store and those sort of things. So I don't think that funeral homes, suppliers, distributors, I don't think anybody is exempt from the impact of that. And so looking specifically at the profession from the funeral home supplier, you know, relationship, like we've seen a lot over the last 12 months when most of the conferences immediately went virtual. And there's a lot of suppliers that were kind of left behind in the fact that their dominant interactions with their customers came through, you know, association or state events or salespeople on the road. And when all of that stops, if they didn't have a good network online and a good platform where they already had a presence and they already had an audience where they can control the narrative, they've struggled greatly over the last 13 months to try to build that and play catch up. The brands that and suppliers that already had that presence, already had their own audience, were already creating a narrative, had followers, you know, it didn't really impact them much. I will say that as Disrupt Media, us not going to a conference affected us absolutely zero over the last 12 months. There was zero impact. We were still able to grow and increase revenue and everything else without ever paying a dollar to go to a conference. But our online presence is pretty thorough. We've got the platform. We've understood for a long time how to leverage that and create the exposure that we need. So brands that have started to figure that out are winning. Brands that are struggling with that are still playing catch up and not doing as well.
That's interesting. I think that people who had a good social media presence, a good online presence, and were able to market themselves through those channels, if they were used to doing that, all they did was turn up the volume a little bit. If they didn't have it to start with, the catch up is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're playing way far behind because not only are you trying to figure out how to have a conversation, but you're figuring out how to try to reach people to have the conversation as well. So, you know, it's really just amplifying the presence that was there. And if you were already in the thick of it and winning, I mean, it becomes a simple formula. You know how much you have to spend to get the results that you want. And it's pretty powerful when you kind of have that playbook right in your hands.
Absolutely.
I also think too, I'll say this about in-person events. Like, I think that as, you know, I hope that in-person events come back full strength and even better, simply because, I mean, as a supplier, the business aspects and growing and scaling the business really weren't impacted by not being in person, but the relationships, right? Like, we're not going to replace the handshake and the networking and the conversations that happen at a conference. You know, I always joke and say that this profession saves the majority of their conversations and networking for two times a year. It's kind of crazy. And so that stuff's not going to, like, I would anticipate that at some point when we come back in person, and kudos to you all and your association for having an in-person event. I think you're one of the first to be back in person. It's pretty fantastic. And so I hope that that becomes the trend again, because those events are valuable from, at least nothing else, a networking aspect. And we need that camaraderie in the profession. It's important.
Well, you know, humans are inherently social creatures.
That's right.
Sometimes that depends on being in the same room with them, frankly. Yeah. So you recently wrote a blog about how Band-Aids can kill a business. Can you explain what that means and how companies can avoid that pitfall?
Yeah, I think of it kind of as like this. Like, I think the example we use in the article is like, if you break a bone and the bone is protruding out of the skin, putting a Band-Aid on it really isn't the proper fix. And that's how I would look at businesses. When there is an obvious hole or problem, we're used to just throwing Band-Aids on it in this profession and doing whatever we need to do in the moment to kind of get by without ever really fixing the problem. So in a marketing perspective, funeral homes have adapted over, let's say, the last 10 years as social media has become the dominant way that consumers communicate. 5 years ago, it was okay for funeral homes to just automate obituaries that got them a presence on Facebook. And then now we've morphed into, well, if I can just throw up grief and inspirational content, that's good enough. And the consumer's at a point where they're demanding more. They're demanding authenticity. They're demanding a conversation because they're used to getting that from every other profession and every other business that they engage with. When I order a pair of shoes and the wrong size gets delivered, I don't have to call an 800 number at Nike. I can go right online and have a conversation within 5 minutes with somebody and get the problem fixed. That's what we're used to as a consumer. Death care doesn't get removed from that. The consumer buying patterns and the way they engage with brands don't change just because it's a funeral home or a cemetery or a casket company. Like, we want to communicate the same way. So I think that that is one of those things where if we just want to automate things and take the easy way out and go, well, isn't putting content out just good enough? No, it's not. And that's really what we were talking about with the Band-Aid. The Band-Aid fix is, well, I can go pay this company $99 and they can give me 30 grief and inspirational posts that we can just schedule out over the next 30 days. That's not having a conversation. That's a very push message. That's traditional marketing on a computer. That doesn't work. You know, the idea of social is that we're inherently social creatures. Like you just said, social is conversation. So if we're not having a two-way conversation, we're not utilizing the relationship building principles of the whole reason the platform was developed. And that's where brands are missing the point. Is it's not just about getting content in a newsfeed and on a page. It's about connecting. It's about having a conversation and building a relationship that you then can leverage for sales.
Excellent. Your specialty is helping funeral homes market themselves to the general population, but do you have any advice for suppliers on how to utilize social media to market themselves to funeral homes and cemeteries?
I've got a lot. I mean, in all honesty, we have more hands-on experience building our own presence and marketing to the funeral profession than we do to the consumer, because I'm not a consumer-facing company. I mean, all the marketing that we do is directed to suppliers. So we've got a really good system of, you know, that brand that is the loudest and the most visible gets more business. I mean, it's not different in death care than any other, you know, any other profession. You know, if you talk the most, you can back it up and you're the most visible, you get more business. And we've developed a really good system for that through connectingdirectors.com, which we own. And then with Disrupt and understanding how to reach the funeral professional or cemeterian through targeting with paid Facebook content, paid Facebook ads. Yeah, so as a supplier, you know, there's a couple different avenues, and we work with a number of suppliers as well, not just funeral homes and cemeteries. But on the supplier side, one, it's relationships are still key. It's getting in front of the funeral home and having that conversation and having that relationship and really kind of being the flavor of the month, right? Like when I did sales for my father-in-law's vault company, before I would go make sales calls and I would map out what my day was going to look like, I would also check the funeral home's website. And if I was taking vault information in to a funeral home that had served about 7 families in a row that were cremation, well, I knew they weren't going to listen about the vault stuff, right? Because the flavor of the month was cremation. So if I took in a few urns, I had the potential to sell the urns because that's what was on their mind. Or if I took in cremation trays or something related to cremation, that made more sense. And so from a supplier perspective, being able to reach the funeral home, you can know through the conversation you're having of what the funeral profession is facing. So if we look at over the last 12 months, the conversation with funeral homes has been dramatically focused on how do we do things virtually? How do we go through guidelines? You know, if you're a supplier and you're able to, you know, sell a funeral home PPE, you had a big opportunity to get in front of funeral homes and create that conversation early on in the pandemic. We saw website companies mass producing 3D printed masks that they were supplying to funeral homes for free. It's a great PR move. They have the capabilities to do it. It's not what they do on the day to day. They're a website company, but by being attentive and having their ear to the ground through the conversation in the profession online, they were able to address a need. So as a supplier, you know, I am a supplier. So our main objectives are really understanding what do we have to spend to get the results that we want. And that's what I love about Facebook. We know it's a faucet. When we spend more in Facebook ads, we can predict the amount of volume and the amount of clients that we're going to get from that spend. And it's a very defined, you know, spend and ROI on that. We figured that out, and being able to, you know, plug other suppliers into that. And we just mentioned that if you didn't have a great social media presence prior to 12 months ago, you've been playing catch up since. And it's to the point now where you can't ignore it. And the cool thing is the exposure that you can have for a finite amount of spend. You know, if you look at what suppliers are spending in traditional marketing, salespeople, conferences, you know, the advertising expense is huge. When you can put that in the context of what a Facebook ad can create, where there's virtually very little competition. You know, I mean, if I'm a casket company, if I'm a Thacker and Astro, I'm doubling down what I'm doing on Facebook ads because none of my bigger competition is present there. You can own that conversation. You can plug right in and get right in front of the funeral professional for far less than sending a salesperson around the country. You still need those in-person relationships. You still need those handshakes, but being able to continue and amplify that conversation, you know, social media is just old school marketing in a new shiny box. I mean, that's all it really is. We're playing off the tendencies of the handshake. We're just doing it virtual. The example I like to use is my grandma used to go into our local IGA store at 10 a.m. every Wednesday, and the butcher had exactly what she needed. She got the same thing every week at the same time. He knew her. That's what we're doing online. You can know more about your customer. So if a casket salesperson is friends with 75 of the funeral homes that they call on, and they know that they have a funeral home in Seattle that is a huge Seattle Seahawks fan and Russell Westbrook has a huge game, well, now that's a great opportunity for them to send a Facebook message and say, hey, just watched your boy throw 7 touchdown passes. What a game. That's a relationship. We know more about our customers by being connected than we ever have before. There's ways to input yourself into conversation that have nothing to do necessarily with the product that you sell, but establishing the relationship and having the loudest voice, which then influences the sales.
What do you think is the biggest mistake that businesses make on social media?
There's a couple. One is just not being present. My consumer or my customer is not there, whether that's a funeral home to a consumer or a cemetery to a consumer or a supplier to a funeral home. Think the unawareness that your customer is fully present online is crazy, because if we look at most funeral professionals, they are normal consumers outside of the funeral home. So if you're a supplier and you're going, one, the day-to-day of running the funeral home, my customers are not engaging on Facebook. Maybe during the day they're not engaging on Facebook, but they are a normal consumer as soon as they step out the doors of that funeral home or that cemetery or that crematory, and they're doing the same things that every other consumer does, and they're engaging online. They've got a Netflix account. They buy Amazon Prime. They do most of their shopping online. If you're not marketing to them and getting in front of them when they're on their phones and reaching them in their front pocket, you're doing a disservice to yourself from a sales perspective. The ability to be a part of that person's life outside of the business is the real win. And when you can be transparent. So brands that try to automate social media and funeral homes that try to automate social media where it's not authentic, it's not real, your personality and you know, it's not organic to who you are and what you do and how you do it better. And it's just, you know, I think easy on the funeral home side, it's grief and inspirational content. I mean, that's the easy play for a funeral home to just automate, you know, some pre-need stock photos and with a message or grief and inspirational quotes. I mean, there's never going to be a consumer that goes, you know what, that's a great grief quote. That's the funeral home I want to use. Tells me nothing about your funeral home. There's no conversation. It might get a few likes and shares, but it's not building the relationship where suppliers, the same thing, kind of automating or not being present on social with a real strategy of how you can engage a funeral home through some sort of lead hook and work them down a funnel is a huge missed opportunity. There are a number of brands that have been able to skyrocket during the pandemic. There's a couple of partners that we work with where we've watched their business explode through the pandemic because they just doubled down on what they were doing online, and they already had a good presence and they learned how to leverage content. And, you know, that's what it takes. That's what it takes. So not being present and then undervaluing what a real social media presence is and the value that can come from it. Those are the biggest mistakes.
So if you could give one piece of advice to any company about how to immediately improve their social media presence, what would that be?
Pick up a phone and record a 45-second video about something that's valuable to you and your business. Do that immediately and watch the impact that it has. That's social media. You know, on the other side of this computer is a studio where we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on cameras and lights and audio equipment and everything else to produce very high quality content. I can do a video like that, or I can hold up my phone in selfie mode and record the same video just talking to it. This video will get far more engagement than the production video because it's super authentic. There's movement. It's real. It's passionate. It's not planned. It's not scripted. And that's where we start to miss the mark. We think that social has to be super, super calculated. And it does. You need a strategy. But you can never replace the authenticity with something automated and expect to get value back out of it. Social and relationships are two-sided. Both parties got to meet 100% in the middle and be all in for it to work. And if you're just automating things, that's not going to work. So any company that's going, you know what, I don't know if this would work for us, grab your salesperson, have them record a video of, hey, just want to give you a day in a life of what it's like being a casket salesman or a saleswoman during the pandemic. So instead of getting in my car at 6 a.m. and driving to 75 funeral homes over the next 3 days, I get my boxer shorts. I put on a tie up top. So I'm business up top, party on the bottom. and I start emailing funeral homes. Boom. So here's the email I'm sending all my clients today. And like that takes some comfort. Like you got to be comfortable doing that. It's not natural for everybody, but that will win over anything else that salesperson or saleswoman does at any point throughout the day. That value, and then going into Facebook and saying, okay, I want to show this to every funeral home that's in these zip codes. And, you know, the way that you can get precisely how you target that is pretty dynamite. So it's just do it, just start. You have to start. And, you know, not having a plan when you start is as bad as is not starting at all. You have to have some sort of plan and strategy attached to goals, so you know exactly what's working, what's not working, what do you need to pivot. Most brands in this profession that have created a social media page, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatnot, created it out of, oh, somebody said we needed to be here, let's create it. There's no plan. And this is not the field of dreams. So just because you build the page and create it doesn't mean that funeral professionals are automatically going to show up and start engaging. You've got to do things to get in front of them. So just start. You want to do it? Start. Create a plan and go forward.
So just put your head down and go, right?
That's right. Put your head down and go. But you know, have a direction that you're going in, a specific reason you're going that direction. Attach it to a business goal. And you know, we're big on reverse engineering. What do we want to happen? X. And then we work backwards to figure out where we need to start.
That's great advice. One of the folks with us today is Mike Mims, and Mike is immediate past president of CFSA, and he's also the president of the Cherokee Casket Company.
Yeah.
And so Mike has a question. He said, Cherokee Casket Company has benefited from connecting directors. How can my fellow suppliers contact you to learn more about the program?
Yeah, so I could be contacted 1,000 different ways. One, you can just search Disrupt Media or Connecting Directors and find either website, and there's contact forms on there. But I'll throw my email address into the chat. It's ryan@disruptmedia.co. And our 800 number is 800-215-2713. So I'll put that information in here too, so people can see it. But ryan@disruptmedia.co, that's the easiest way to contact me.
Excellent. Thank you to Ryan for your insights, and thank you for listening. You can find all of our podcast episodes on our website, cfsaa.org/podcast.